And good morning, and thank you, Allison, and welcome to the Blue Devil Football Kickoff Show, as it's the kickoff breakfast they're having here at Applebee's, and this is the inaugural event. Applebee's always a great host, and I'm your host, Dave Watson, and the voice of Blue Devil Football and Blue Devil Athletics here on Radio Sioux for the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics. And what's going on today here at Applebee's? It's the Blue Devil Football Pancake Breakfast, and here at Applebee's, Sioux High Football is hosting this event. It's a pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pancakes, sausage links, water provided, $8 for adults, kids 12 and under, $5. Orange juice with chocolate or white milk is available for $1 extra. This morning we will have many guests here, including Sioux High head football coach Scott Menard. Several players will stop by. The organizer, the main organizer of this event, along with many parents, but spearheading this event is Allison Campbell, and we'll talk to Allison coming up. Sioux High Athletic Director Pat Bennett is here. I think he's going to plate number two. Is it plate number two? Oh, we're up to three plates of pancakes for the new athletic director for Sioux High, Pat Bennett. And we'll talk to Patrick, my old partner, of course, for Sioux High Broadcast. We'll have a new one this year in Ryan Wolin. And we'll have many guests on, as we mentioned, Pat, Scott, along with Allison. Junior varsity head football coach Herb Maloney also will be on hand. We'll talk to Herb about the JV program as well. All that, much more here at the breakfast kickoff show here at Applebee's. This is the main fundraiser for the pregame meals, a day before the game that the parents put on. The players are, of course, your waiters today as well. And this is a big thing, because we'll talk to Allison about this and Coach Menard and many others about the fact that this is a big deal, because the parents, of course, put on these meals, and it's really morphed into a big thing a few years ago, and they put it on every week. So this is a fundraiser for groceries and, of course, items you need to make the meal, of course, paper products, all the kind of things that goes into having a dinner. And they do it in the field house for the team, and that's the day before the game. It's a big camaraderie thing, and it's really become a big deal. So this is their big fundraiser, and Applebee's is always a gracious host here, as always, for these breakfasts that they have for various groups that put on here. And today it's Sioux High football here at Applebee's. So stop on down. They have, of course, pancake breakfast for you with sausage links, pancakes, of course, orange juice, and along with white or chocolate milk for a dollar extra. Coffee and water is provided for free along with the pancakes as part of, rather not for free, but as part of your ticket to get in. They have tickets at the door, $8 for adults, $5 dollars for 12 and under, for kids 12 and under. They also have a silent auction here. They'll have a 50-50 draw later. It's 8 to 10, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. here at Applebee's. We will take a break and come back with Coach Menard here in a moment, if he has some time, and we'll be back. It's the Blue Devil Football Kickoff Breakfast at Applebee's. Once you stop on down here on 1230 WSOO. Yes, it is. That is correct, Allison. You are correct. And good morning, folks. Welcome to Applebee's. It's the Blue Devil Football Kickoff Breakfast. And head coach of Sioux High Football, Scott Menard, is taking a few minutes of his time to stop by. Good morning, Scott. It's that time of year, time for football.
Good morning, Dave. It is an exciting time of the year, and we're excited to be down and have Applebee's help us out this year with a great fundraising idea.
It certainly was, and of course, before we talk about the team a little bit, let's talk about this event here as the Blue Devil Football Kickoff Breakfast. It's the inaugural one, I do believe, here at Applebee's. A great way to kick off the season, and we'll talk to Allison Campbell a little bit later on, along with some players as well, and a cast of thousands on hand. And when Pat Bennett's done with his eighth plate of pancakes, it's, I thought I saw sparks flying in the other room. The new athletic director will stop by as well. But first, Scott, let's talk about this event. And I think it is a great thing that Allison and the parents have put together here. And, of course, for many years, they have had the the pre-game meals, if you will, and it really morphed into a bigger event. When the Davies took it over, Molly and Brian, and then of course Melissa LaPlante, several great parents you had over the years, and it became a big event. And they fundraise for it for groceries and everything you need to put on a meal. And this is their main thing as far as main fundraising event for those meals, and just a great thing and a great camaraderie thing for the kids as well before each game.
Yeah, you know, it's something, Dave, like you said, that we used to do on special occasions. We might, you know, we would have a team dinner the night before homecoming or the night before senior night. And then we had a little bit more of an active group of, honestly, football moms is what we call them, who decided to try to develop that into a weekly thing. And they've been doing that pretty steady since, I think, around 2017 or 18. And, you know, one of the great things about our program is that we, you know, we when we bring up these young kids who are maybe freshmen or sophomore to the varsity, we'd really get nice leadership from the seniors and juniors to kind of explain to them how things work. So when they're in that position, they can take upon that leadership role. And we almost had the same thing with, you know, the football moms, and the fact that, you know, every year we get four or five really actively involved mothers who want to be involved in developing, you know, fundraising for these meals, which is now again taken on a life of its own. So it's not only just, you know, varsity for every game now, but it's the junior varsity for every game. And obviously we know right now that the way that food prices are, it's expensive to do that. But, you know, they've dedicated themselves to make sure that these guys have a meal in their bellies the night before their game. And Applebee's has been awesome. They've had us up here for meals, pregame meals in the past. You know, and they've been a great partner for us the last couple of years. And for them to, you know, set aside two and a half hours on a Saturday morning, you know, with the proceeds to go to us and to be able to feed our guys, it's just an amazing thing across the board.
It is, and, you know, you think about it. I was just having this discussion with my wife, Connie, this morning, and I said, you know, for a franchisee, you know, this is a national chain to get involved in the community. And we've had several others. McDonald's, Meijer comes to mind. But Applebee's really is at the top of the list. I don't care who the team is. They support them. They're big into the I-500.
They do.
Of course, a big partner with us here on Radio Sioux. They will be the host again for Coach's Corner starting in 2 weeks. That you will be here for that. We'll get more in-depth with the team on that day. But it's nice to see you have a franchisee, a national chain, but they really enthralled themselves in the community and really support events like this.
Yeah, you know, they've been behind us for quite a while now. Like I said, there was a lot of times where they would have us come up to the restaurant itself and sit in the big banquet room in the back, and they would feed us. And you know, it's just been an awesome thing. And like you said, you know, I think it's kind of rare sometimes for a national franchise to kind of reach out to a local organization, in this case our team and the school itself, and become involved in creating, you know, just a positive influence on our boys and giving them an opportunity to have, you know, a team experience. I mean, the team meals the night before game, it is a great team building scenario. And, you know, we're just really fortunate and appreciative to be involved with them, and especially on a day like today.
A couple of football questions before I let you get going. How's preparations gone after the first week?
Good. We have... you know, we're close to 40 guys on the varsity.
Wow.
Yeah. I would think that probably by the time school starts, the JVs will be, I would guess, in the 30 range. So, you know, this is going to be the most numbers we've had. I know for the varsity, it's the most numbers we've had since 2000, I think, in 13. You know, and I attribute that to a couple things. I think that we've got a great group of juniors and seniors who have kind of cast out a net to some of the other very good athletes in other sports that haven't played football and said, hey, listen, you know, I think you're going to have a good experience with this. Obviously, the coaches were always trying to do that. You know, and I just think that, you know, there's some guys out there that they're comfortable trying football, and I think we've had some success in the past, which obviously doesn't hurt. But the first week's been great. We've had really a lot of high energy. You know, we've really worked hard. But, you know, we had a great summer. You know, we had a great summer where we had a lot of guys show up for our 7-on-7s. And so, you know, we didn't have to do as much conditioning this week because I think we were already in shape and we really got a chance to work on some football things. And like I said, I think it's been positives across the board.
Scott Menard, head football coach, with us. Another question for you. The quarterback position has been something that has kept you up at night with restless nights, that is, the last 4 years, because the gentleman that had it, he certainly took the reins, and probably he had to have played more games than any Blue Devil quarterback in the history of Sioux High football, at least going back.
More games than anybody.
Yeah, even without the playoff games. Yeah. I mean, they're just outstanding. We're, of course, talking about Jake Davey. He moves on to Alma, but now you have to fill that role. How's that going?
It's going very well. We've got a couple of guys, names you'll know, and Callan Campbell and Caden Lujan, who, you know, have achieved a lot of greatness at other positions. But, you know, we've kind of approached both of those guys as far as, you know, the idea that, you know, we think they have the intelligence, the athletic ability, and the leadership qualities to play those that spot that, you know, obviously it's big shoes to fill with Jake being gone for 4 years. They've both been phenomenal over the course of the summer. You know, we're going to wait and make a real decision probably after the scrimmage next week. We have a home scrimmage on Thursday against Boyne City at 4 o'clock. But, you know, whoever ends up getting the job, I really think we're in good hands. And I don't think that they're as concerned about the immensity of the shoes they have to fill as I think the coaches are. The only real adjustment has been, Dave, that now we have to flip-flop everything because those guys are right-handed and Jacob was left-handed. So Brad Bovin, my assistant, has to keep reminding me that the quarterbacks are right-handed now.
No, so. Your other right.
Yes, exactly. But no, like I said, we're really, really happy with the effort of the two guys that we think are going to eventually be in that spot. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, we've just been hitting the ground running since Monday, and whoever ends up getting that job or that position is going to do a great job.
Season starts in under 2 weeks, Thursday, August 25th at Escanaba, right here on Radio Sioux, 6:35 of the kickoff show. Yours truly will be in the Central UP for that one, and we're looking forward to that, and of course, renewing a rivalry or as far as a schedule with Escanaba. Good to see them back on.
Absolutely. No, I think it's great, and I think what you're going to see in the near future is you're going to see us probably renew a couple more UP rivalries. Maybe some that have been dormant for a little while, maybe some that have, you know, only been dormant for a couple of years. But there's going to be some big changes on the schedule, and I think we're going to start seeing even more traditional opponents, you know, that we should be playing and that we've played in the years past. But, for right now, we're excited to be able to go to Escanaba. It's a great venue. I got a lot of family on that side of the UP as well, so it's going to be really an exciting night two Thursdays.
We'll delve into more of this with Coach Menard here in 2 weeks when he comes on Coach's Corner in our first Coach's Corner of the season on Saturday, August 27th, right here at Applebee's in the location we're at, the sports bar at 11:05 a.m. till noon. It's the pancake breakfast here at Applebee's. It runs till 10, $8 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Come on out. The proceeds, of course, help the Blue Devil football team have their pregame meals the day before the game. Scott, thanks for taking time.
Dave, always a pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll chat with you in Escanaba here in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Dave. All right. That's Scott Menard, and we will continue with more at the pancake breakfast. We will send it back to the studio for more tunes here on 1230 WSOO. Well, good morning again, Allison. There's a lot going on here at Applebee's, and we are with Allison Campbell, of course, spearheading this event along with all the parents for Blue Devil football. It's the Blue Devil football pancake breakfast, the kickoff to that event, for this event here, and a big fundraiser for the, of course, meals, pregame meals that Sioux High has night before the games. And to talk about all that and much more, we have Allison with us now. Good morning, Allison. Thanks for taking time out of a busy day to promote this event. It's going on till 10 a.m. And tell us about what's all going on here at Applebee's.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having us. We have team meals for the varsity and JV football players the night before every game. This started, I want to say, 5 years ago. We had a tragic event. We lost one of our players, and it was really upsetting for the team, the community. We decided that it would be a great team-building idea to have the team together, have a meal, just kind of bring the team together and enjoy one another, not necessarily focus on football, but the camaraderie mm-hmm. with one another. And we have kind of just ran with the idea. The kids really enjoy their pregame meals. They look forward to it. Anytime they see Stephanie Burke, myself, they run out to us. What are we having to eat? I almost feel bad not feeding them when I see the kids at the field. So this is our big fundraiser in order to be able to get meals for the kids. We also have to-go boxes for the kids on the team. So if maybe there's not enough food at home, they have siblings at home that aren't eating, we want to make sure that they're able to bring food home for the rest of the family.
Allison Campbell with us with the Blue Devil football kickoff breakfast here. It's, of course, a fundraiser for the pregame meals for Sioux High football. We talk about, you know, how you mentioned, I like how you mentioned the history of this and how it started, you know, and it takes a village, really does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the parents over the years, it's impressive that this has continued because, of course, it changes hands. You know,
sure.
Parents, players move on, parents move on, and then you have to be handed the baton. And I go back to, correct me if I'm wrong, I know the Davies were heavily involved.
Oh, absolutely.
Molly was really the quarterback here. Brian was just the pretty face doing the PR work. Coming on here, he there, this is what's going on. I'm sure he was of no help at the actual events, but they did a really nice job. Melissa LaPlante and, of course, yourself, and then Stephanie Burke, and of course, list goes on and on and on of folks that are no longer involved with the program because their kids are now in college or moving on to college. But it's impressive that you've been able to keep it going here as long as you have.
Absolutely. Molly Davey was so instrumental in just continuing the meals for the past 4 years. Stephanie Burke is kind of running with it this year, and with my assistants. We just see how much the kids enjoy it. It brings them together to not necessarily focus on football, but just focus on enjoying one another's company. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement, not just to the meals, but just having the kids to sit together, laugh, enjoy one another. You know, and we just want to continue that because it's important to the kids now that they have this pregame meal.
$8 for adults. Of course, kids 12 and under, you have $5. You have the pancake breakfast going on, all the trimmings with that, with the sausage links and, of course, everything else. But there's other things going on. You have the 50-50 draw, a silent auction as
yes.
well.
Yes, absolutely. We have so many wonderful prizes. Owen Bell made this just gorgeous table that we have on the silent auction. Chris Oshelsky made beautiful cornhole boards and a beverage holder to go along with it. Missy LaPlante donated a lot of just different facial items from her place. We've just got a lot of great items for silent auction and for a raffle. So come on down and take a look. We have great things. We're also Facebook Live with the silent auction and the raffle.
Of course, we're here as well, stopping by during Allison's show here on Radio Sioux as part of the Blue Devil kickoff breakfast here at Applebee's. They're going until 10 a.m. here today. Anything else that we need to cover, Allison?
No, I don't think so. I just, you know, as parents, we want our kids to participate in everything that they can. And if there's any child that wants to play a sport and doesn't have the funds, or needs equipment, contact, reach out to the athletic director. We want kids to play. So, you know, everything's confidential if you don't have the funds for the play to participate, but reach out because we want kids to participate.
Allison, thanks for stopping by. Great event. I know you've been working hard. I think you reached out to me the end of May, early June.
I did.
And, of course, we're glad to be a part of this. This is certainly an event that is taken over, and the kids are doing a good job. They're the players are the waiters here today as well. So we invite people to come on out and have a good breakfast here and support Sioux High football here at Applebee's. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. goes the breakfast here today. And Allison, good luck with the rest of the day, and thanks again for inviting us.
Thank you.
All right, that's Allison Campbell, of course, with Blue Devil football, one of the parents, Callan Campbell's mom, and Gordy's wife, the defensive coordinator for Sioux High football. And we'll set it back to the radio station. We'll be back after the top of the hour. Allison, of course, Allie J will kick it back to us here, and we'll have more from the Blue Devil football kickoff breakfast. Come on down and get some chow here at Applebee's on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back here to the Blue Devil football kickoff show. And Allie's right, there's more than just pancakes. They have pancakes, sausage links, of course, beverages for you. $8 for adults, $5 for your kids 12 and under. Proceeds, of course, go to Blue Devil football to help with the pregame meals. Allison Campbell we had on a little while ago spearheading the event, and we're at Applebee's here for... as well as Coach's Corner will start here in 2 weeks' time back here at Applebee's. But the new athletic director at Surrey High School is with us now. And, of course, my old partner, my former partner now for football. And, of course, you'll hear still hear a lot of them. And we welcome in now as the new athletic director at Sioux High, and that's Pat Bennon. Pat, congratulations on that. And now it's in a different realm that you and I will be chatting as you take on that venture.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to get going. It's been a good first month, and you know, yeah, I'm gonna miss standing beside you trying to figure out what's going on with the football games. But
you'll be behind me heckling.
No, not at all. Never, never. We're gonna cut down your hot dog intake, though.
Oh, yeah, that needs to happen. But nonetheless, of course, you've taken over the last couple months. I imagine pretty busy, even in the off season for you.
It has been, but you know, I got to give credit to Steve. When he left me in a pretty good situation. You know, I didn't have to do a whole lot in terms of anything in the fall. It was already taken care of, and some other stuff was already done. So I got to give him kudos for leaving a nice little nest egg for me to fall into. And we've been doing, you know, and then I've just been working on a few things, learning the ropes and some of the MHSA things and stuff like that.
And of course, now you take over in that situation. We have Blue Devil football starting next week, or actually 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks, and then the first game will be Labor Day weekend on a Thursday, and against the Grayling Vikings, and that's really when you'll have your tap dancing shoes on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've got that first varsity home football game on that Thursday before Labor Day weekend. JV kicks off the Wednesday, August 24th, and we have soccer going August 18th, the same day as their scrimmage. We have our first home soccer game, and I got volleyball that same Saturday, August 20th, having their home tournament. So things are really going to ramp up here in the next week or two, and we're looking forward to it, and you know, just trying to get everything in place and figure out, you know, the ins and outs of how all this stuff works.
Jimmy Martin's cross-country team, all kinds of things going on. Talk about this event. This is a great event. Allison and the parents, especially Allison's, really worked hard. I think she texted me back in May originally over, you know, to try to get us to broadcast here. And just a great event. And, you know, we talk about the pregame meals, and she talked about the history of it and how that started. And, you know, all the main proceeds of this fundraiser going to help them with the pregame meals for the players. And just a nice event here, very professionally done, and not a surprise with Allison running the show.
No, the football team has great boosters, as you can see with Allison. And Steph Burke's been spearheading, and Marcy Garland's been also involved in this heavily. But you got to also give Applebee's a ton of credit for allowing them to do this. They've been a great supporter, not just in football, but across the board in Sioux High Athletics. You know, Applebee's has done a tremendous job supporting our sports here in the Sioux, and again, putting on a nice spot for this pancake breakfast, and to help fund those team meals, which, you know, they not only do them for the varsity, they also do them for the JV, and a lot of times on the roads and things like that. So it's a great opportunity, and you know, I give these parents a ton of credit for getting in here. That's what makes an athletic program work, is the people behind the scenes that don't always get a pat on the back, but they're the ones that make it go.
Sounds good, Pat. I'm sure we'll talk many times through the course of the season. Of course, we should also point out, you're still the girls' basketball.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first thing he said to me when he called me a few months ago. I'm still coaching girls' basketball.
Yes, I am. And, you know, that is something that I kind of just wanted to keep working at, and I didn't think it would interfere that much with this. So, you know, I'm excited to get this going. We've got a tremendous coaching staff, which makes things way easier. We got a lot of veteran coaches, so that's been very helpful, and I'm sure we'll talk throughout the year here, and I'll keep you updated on how things are going.
Sounds good. That's Pat Bennon, the new athletic director at Surrey High School. It's the Blue Devil football kickoff pancake breakfast. We'll stop on by and get some chow here at Applebee's. $8 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. They have a silent auction going on, 50-50 draw, all kinds of stuff, and we'll be back here at Applebee's in a little bit to have more interviews. We'll talk to Mike Lynn coming up, Herb Maloney, Sue High High JV coach. Mike's involved with the 5th and 6th grade Sioux Giants program. We'll have all that and much more on the way at the Pancake Breakfast for Blue Devil Football here at 1230 WSOO. We're back at the Pancake Breakfast, and things are going very well here at Applebee's at the Pancake Breakfast for Blue Devil Football, the kickoff Pancake Breakfast, a fundraiser for Sioux High Football for their pregame meals for both the JV and the varsity teams that they put these on. The parents put on the pregame meals usually the night before a game, and now we are joined by the Sioux High Junior Varsity head football coach, Herb Maloney. Been trying to get Herb on. Of course, hard for him to come on Coach's Corner because Saturdays he's usually working. He's driver's ed and instructor and usually involved in that on Saturdays, but this is a perfect time to have Herb on as he is here for the Pancake Breakfast. Good morning, Herb, and of course we're a great day here at Applebee's, and the Pancake Breakfast going good. The players are the servers, and so far so good here this morning.
Good morning. It's a great morning. This is my favorite time of year. I love football, and so it's hard to describe in words how exciting it is when the football season starts. It's a mark in time for me every year.
And how are things as you get ready for the JV season? You know, Scotty Menard was on here a little while ago and almost fell over, and he told me the numbers for Blue Devil football this year. Of course, excess of 40, great. It sounds like pretty good numbers for you. It's going to be the best numbers we've seen in many years, and that's good to see.
Absolutely. We're 25 solid kids, all good kids. I'm really enjoying having a lot of kids out for football. You know, it's one of those things where I think young men learn an awful lot from the game. It's tough. It teaches you a lot about the loss that you'll experience in life. And so, you know, get back up, dust yourself off, and keep going forward. That's what I love about football. Kids learn a lot from it.
Talking to Herb Maloney, Sioux High JV football coach. And, you know, talk about the difference at your level as opposed to the varsity level. It's more at the development, still at the development stage. You get ready for the varsity. And how are things? You've coached a variety of levels. You know, how is it different as opposed to the varsity program?
Well, by the time kids get to the varsity level, they're usually well-versed in what the system is. And you're coaching finer points, smaller things with technique. At the JV level, we're trying to get them up to speed with the vocabulary. You know, we have quite a few freshmen that are out for football for the first time. And so, you know, sometimes that vocabulary can be a little bit of a struggle. So requires a lot of patience. I have a great staff. I got John Burke, Arnie Halli, Dan Bartley, and Wyatt McMahon, and Mike Mariuzza. And those guys are wonderful with the guys. They're very patient, probably more patient than I am. And they do a great job working for these young men to teach them the game of football.
Season starts for you guys here, coming up here in under 2 weeks. And I imagine Escanaba the opponent. And what night is that? Is that a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday night game.
Here in town at the Van Sitters.
Yes. It'll be nice to be at home, not have to take the long trip to Escanaba. But the one disadvantage with JV is we don't always get film before a game, so we don't really know what they have.
Right.
So we're kind of flying blind. But I always tell my guys that we're going to do what we do well, and we're going to have to just play our best football and execute so well that it doesn't matter what the other team does. That's how we'll win.
And, you know, it has to be rewarding, you know, for you, and you see the JV kids that you've had go on to the varsity and have success. So it's, you know, is the name of the game.
Well, you know, I was overheard you talking with Coach Menard about Jake Davey. I had him for 2 weeks on the JV before they snatched him away from me. And that's sort of the nature of JV football is
right.
That, you know, the kids, they progress to the point where that's our job is to get them ready for varsity football. And I love to see how the kids develop. You know, these kids have gone through and just done amazing things. So I'm really proud of where the program's headed. I mean, it's onward and upward. So
Sounds good, Herb. And if we have more time, we'd get into Notre Dame football. Herb's a big Notre Dame fan, like truly.
Well, this might be the only time on the radio you're the second biggest Notre Dame fan on the radio.
that's true. It's hard-pressed to beat Herb. And, of course, we're both big Irish fans, and we commiserated on that on the way and back from Ludington a few years ago when I rode with the team when they played the Orioles there a few years ago. Good luck with the JV program. Again, coming up on Wednesday, August 24th, is the first game, Van Sitters Field. You guys, what time is it? 6 o'clock-ish?
It's 6 o'clock game time. I hope we can get a lot of people out for the game. It'd be a nice kickoff for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And congrats on what's been a very successful event here at the Pancake Breakfast as well. Thanks for taking time to come on over and talking with us.
Big thanks to the community.
All right, that's Herb Maloney, Sioux High Junior Varsity football coach. The Pancake Breakfast rolls on till 10 a.m. here at Applebee's, and we'll be back a little bit later with more guests coming up here on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Blue Devil Football Pancake Kickoff, Pancake Breakfast Kickoff here as a fundraiser for Sioux High Football for their pregame meals that they have before the games for both JV and varsity. And a former Blue Devil assistant coach, and he's putting the headset back on. He's got the whistle ready, and he's coaching at the fifth and sixth grade level at the Sioux Giants. Of course, his son Grady is at that level now, and Mike is back, and that's Mike Lynn. Of course, we've had him on before, helping us out with some broadcasts as our analyst, and Mike is coaching again with the Sioux Giants program. Wanted to get him on to talk about the Sioux Giants football a little bit. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for stopping by to talk a little football again, and glad to have you back coaching.
Yeah, it's been 7 years. My kid's in sixth grade now, so he asked me if I would coach, so I said sure, and all his little buddies talked me into it, so we're ready to rock and roll. First week's over. It's a pretty good week. We got a lot of kids, 42 kids. Good turnout so far, so looking forward to it.
Boy, the numbers for football. I mean, we had Scott Menard on earlier and just talked to Herb Maloney about it, Mike. Just, I almost fell out of the chair with her telling me 40 at the varsity level, 25 for JV. I mean, so there's been years you scratch a claw to have enough. Boy, are we going to have to go eight man with junior varsity?
Yeah. Times. 1 year, Coach Campbell and I were JV coaches. We went down to Ogama Heights with 14 players and five linemen. We still won, but there's a lot of enthusiasm. Flag football, fifth, sixth, all the way up through. I mean, I've never seen so many kids on the field. So it's a good thing to see you winning. Obviously helps that, and it's great to see.
And you know, you get with the Sioux Giants program, it's you know, been around for a long time, and you've coached at various levels, and now back at the real development developmental stage as far as you know, first time, you know, these kids, you know, put pads on, you know, yeah, type of thing. And you know, we remember a time when there was no Sioux Giants program. You didn't start playing until your freshman year in high school, so it's come a long ways. And now you mentioned flag football, and that program, the Sioux Flag Football League, that's been going well, and they have a lot of kids there. But you look at with the Giants, it's obviously a different landscape for you in coaching when you get down to that lower level.
Yeah, well, right now, you know, I don't know how many players they had last year, but we obviously have 42. We can only dress 36. And, you know, this past week we did inventory for the whole program, and we're short on equipment big time. And we called our old friends up in Rudyard, Lance Bickle and Tom McKee. They just donated to us about 20 sets of pads so we could have enough to play this week. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the community trying to raise some money. I think we need to get new equipment, 5 through 8th grade. I mean, the equipment we have right now is 10 years old, and it's going to be one of the things I'm going to be working on all season to try to get these kids the equipment they need. And
perhaps some fundraisers for that.
Well, yeah, we're gonna do some fundraising and hopefully, you know, replenish the cupboard, you know, because it's a little bare down there right now. And
a little outdated.
Yeah, a little outdated. So that's one of the first things we're going to work on is getting some new equipment.
And Mike Lynn with the Sioux Giants football joins us. And, of course, your first week you know, in practice, and I imagine a lot of fundamentals and learning the game, it never stops, especially at that level.
Yeah, we've got a lot of 60, 70, 80-pound kids, so it's tough. Like Thursday, there was just two coaches, and we had 42 two kids, so it's like herding cattle sometimes. But they're very enthusiastic. They want to learn the game. You know, we're trying to get every kid in a position to get onto the field and be successful. And there's a lot of athletes. You're gonna hear some former names. There's a Lujan kid.
Another one.
There's a Peller kid. There's some. We got some speed and we got a little bit of size. I got both the Sherman boys to come out. So that's been pretty fun. And we recruited Matt Gregg's son on Tuesday, so he's going to be playing offensive line. So we've got a really good group of kids. A lot of energy. They don't know any better right now.
Right.
You know, they've never been in it. Most of them haven't played in a tackle football game. So we play Saturday in Tawas against Alpena. So they're going to get a lesson, a life lesson right away, right out the gate. So
when are they home?
I think the first week after Labor Day, we're home.
Okay.
And we play Grayling. So we've got Labor Day weekend off. But there's six games, and then there's 3 weeks of playoffs if you make the playoffs.
Yeah,
so.
In a league then with
Yeah, we're in a league. It's Grayling, Oscoda, Mansalona, Alpena, Sheboygan, teams like Kalkaska's got a team. So it's good to be in a league because in the past, you know, they've played against themselves. And it's good to see another jersey and go up against, you know, other kids to learn the game.
You mentioned, you know, the pads, and you're out, you know, still, talking to people about that. And if anybody's listening that wants to help out with that, just get a hold of you.
Well, we're working right now on, we're going to try to get a website. So next year, the registration's a little bit more seamless. And we're going to start a Venmo and PayPal for donations. I know the wives of the 7th and 8th grade coaches are going to have some kind of credit card fundraiser coming up here. So I'm going to, you know, I'm used to getting asked for money. I get asked for a lot of donations all the time, so it'll be fun asking these same people to donate now I'm on the other side of the fence. Well, you know, what goes around comes around, right?
Well, and, you know, what the Lynn family's done over the years.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of clout in that regard. Yeah. Mike, good luck with the Sioux Giants program, in very capable hands with you and all the people involved with that program. Thanks for stopping by, talking a little bit about it with us here today.
I appreciate it. We got a lot of work to do, and, you know, these boys are working really hard, so I'm looking forward to this year.
All right, thank you. That's Mike Lynn with the Sioux Giants football. We'll continue with more of the Blue Devil football pancake breakfast. Still time to come get some chow here at Applebee's as they have it going until 10 a.m., and we'll be back with some players in a little bit here on 1230 WSOO. Well, we're winding down on this pancake breakfast. They've had a good crowd here as they have a fundraiser for Sioux High football. It's for their pregame meals that they have before the games for JV and varsity, and raising money for groceries and items that you would have a meal for. And, of course, during the course of the nine-game schedule, they have those pregame meals for varsity football. It's on Thursdays. And this year will be Wednesdays for the first two games, Tuesdays for the JVs, and then it will be Wednesday, Thursday, as the JVs will play on Thursdays throughout most of the season. But, of course, varsity football will play on Thursdays to start for the first 2 weeks. And then after that, of course, they'll be back on Friday nights. I'm Dave Watson back here at the Applebee's. You'll hear all nine Blue Devil football games here on Radio Sioux, as always. And we have some players with us now. They've been busy. Well, probably a lot of the varsity players have been busy. The JV players have probably been scamming out of things, of course, saying that jokingly. But guys are serving for the breakfast and things of that nature. And we have Callan Campbell with us, along with John Burke and Caden Lujan. And we will also talk to, in a moment, Adam Horrigan and Timmy Garland here on the radio here at the Pancake Breakfast. But first, we say good morning to Callan, John, and Caden. And thanks for stopping by, guys, to talk a little bit about Blue Devil football with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, we'll start with you, John, because, you know, you made big news earlier this year announcing that you're going to CMU to play Central Michigan football at the D1 level. Congratulations.
I was pumped
when I saw that come across the message ticker, and Coach Menard sent it to me, and that is a great thing for you and your family, big thing for Blue Devil football, and you have to be pumped about that. Of course, first things first, we'll talk about Sioux High football in a moment, but you know, with that waiting in the wings, that has to be something you're pretty excited about.
Yeah, definitely, and it's great, you know, having that kind of security before the season too, so now you can just focus on, you know, this team and everything like that. So
I think you're the first player I can think of, and I've been doing games, I've been the voice of Blue Devil football going back to 2005, and I think you're the earliest guy that has signed, you know, especially at the D1 level, and we haven't had too many of those, but to sign that early, that says something about what they think about you in Mount Pleasant, and that's good to see as well. Excited about the season, I imagine, as it starts here in under 2 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm excited to get back to it. Feels like it's been a long time, you know, not having that playoff run, but I think we're ready for it.
Callan, of course, you've been with the program right from the start now, and you guys going through a quarterback change, and you and Caden are splitting snaps and practice on that. How's that been going?
It's all right. You know, we're waiting for the first game. Just
kind of chomping at the bit. It don't matter if you're at tight end, linebacker, whatever. It's going to help the team, you know, and to have success, you're willing to do it.
Yeah.
Are you most proud of as far as with the program? And you've been with the program, has had quite a bit of success. What are you most proud of over the years, you know, when you've been with this football program?
Well, you know, I've been around since I was, like, as long as I can remember. So I'm just
– Coach, your dad's been coaching for a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's just nice, you know, like when I was younger, you know, looking up to these guys, and now I'm one of them. I'm one of the main guys that I would have looked up to when I was younger.
And you have had a real good leadership. You know, we talked about Jake Davey earlier and some other guys, you know, Chris Pierce. It goes on and on and on, John Robinson. But to embody what you need to be as a leader, because now you're at that level that you guys are part of that leadership crew now.
Yeah.
And Caden, you know, I imagine you're ready for the start of the season. And how's the preparations gone in that first week?
I struggle to get back into it, but like with some of these guys here, we prepare all summer from the moment like we finish the season to have missing the playoffs to get back in the weight room and get back on the field as long as the snow's gone.
And you know, you look at with this team, I imagine you're excited and a lot of confidence going in with these guys heading into the year.
Totally, it's knowing that most of these guys are returning back with like the starters are returning. And even the people filling in like the spots we missed, they have reps. They've had game time reps when it comes to it.
Sounds good. Well, we'll get Timmy and Adam in here as two of you guys can go ahead and hand off the headsets. And we'll switch around here and have a few minutes to get Timmy Garland and Adam Horrigan, who have veteran players on this Blue Devil football team. Before we say goodbye, we'll get a few words from them. And, Tim, you've been around so long, I thought you graduated. I'll be honest with you. But, you've been playing for a while as well. And I imagine excited about the season as you're in your senior campaign.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited for this year. I've been around for a lot, but I think this year will be the first where I'll be the main guy out there, you know, the senior. It'll really be a year to remember as my last.
And, of course, we have Adam Horrigan as well. And, Adam, another veteran player, and you've been one of the key members of that line. And you've had some good success last year. We called your name a lot, and imagine we will again this year. And what are you looking forward to the most coming into this season?
I'm looking forward to a successful season with my boys. We've been playing for, four years?
Fifth grade, sixth grade.
You know, this is the final stretch. We're going at it, so I'm hoping we have a really good one.
You finish each other's sentences, so that tells you you've been playing for a while. John, what's it going to take to have success this year?
I really just think it has to do with focus. You know, I think we've got the experience. You know, we got the size, we got the speed, we got the athleticism. Some new guys, but I think they're really going to help our team. And, you know, new quarterback situation, but I think if we just all focus up, we got a really good chemistry going on. I think we should be able to make a run. So.
Timmy, you know, I was talking to Coach Bernard, and I've said it a few times. I fell over, and he told me the numbers. You know, I've been around doing this, like I said, for quite a while. 40 players in the varsity, 25 in the JV. I can't remember the last time Sioux High football had those great numbers, and that's got to be great to see as well.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome to see a lot of boys come out for this. I know one of our main focuses will be coming together as a real family. It'll be a little bit harder with more people, but I think if we do it, it'll be, have a great results on the field.
Adam, this day has been to raise money for the pancakes or for the fundraiser for your pregame meals. What do those pregame meals mean to you guys? I imagine a lot a day before the game. The parents hustle to get it together, and this is to generate funds for that. But what do they mean, you know, for the players?
You know, it means a lot when all our families and everybody, the whole community gets together to get us something to eat before a game. It just really shows that they care about our program too, like we do.
And, you know, you look at the parents are, you know, quite the clique as well, as far as a group that are tight together. John, I know your parents are heavily involved, and Timmy and Adams and everybody else's, but that's got to be great to see as well. That's something to look forward to before a game.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, having, you know, going off that practice the night before, you know, you're all, you know, pretty pumped up for the game, and then getting to eat together is really nice.
Guys, thanks for stopping by. Congrats on what's been a very good day, and good luck this season. We'll see you in Escanaba. I'll certainly be over there come up on the 25th, and let's go get the Eskimos and get a 1-0 start to the season.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you. Always a pleasure, and that's Tim Gerland along with Adam Horrigan. We had John Burke and Caden Lujan stopping by as well, and Callan Campbell. We thank those guys for stopping by. It's been the Blue Devil Football Pancake Breakfast. A reminder, Sioux High football starts Thursday, August 25th, 6:35 of the kickoff show. Yours truly will be on hand for that. We'll have Ryan Wolin on during the course of the season when his schedule allows for home games and maybe a road game or two as well. Coach's Corner will start on Saturday, August 27th. It will be here at Applebee's, 11:05 a.m. till noon. Coach Bernard will be our first guest coming up in 2 weeks, right back at our same location for that. We'd like to thank our broadcast engineer, Tiffany Stratton, for running the show back at the station, Allison Miller and everybody else, and Mark Sinangelo back at Radio Sioux. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.